The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, people very much in staycation mode at the moment, particularly with that good weather. And people taking to the roads around the country for a summer break, and people will be going away, of course, next weekend as well for a couple of nights, I'm sure, with the bank holiday. With that in mind, we sent Claire McKenna off to take a look at some eco-friendly options in the eco-friendly Nissan Leaf. Claire, where did you go?
I went to Gregan's Castle in the Burren in County Clare, and I went to Nyre Valley, N-I-R-E. It's an eco campsite in Waterford.
Okay, well, let's start then with the Burren, Gregan's Castle. Tell me, how was the drive? How did you find the Nissan Leaf?
I thought it was gorgeous. I have to say, I picked it up fully charged, hit the road, and I couldn't believe that a full charge was 385 kilometres. So it was going to get us that full distance without stopping, and I was completely new to an electric car. It's really smooth. It's really quiet. Because I was borrowing
eerily
it.
Quiet, is it?
It's really weird. Everything you're kind of used to. You know when you go from shift to automatic and you keep reaching for the gear stick, and there's that changeover because there's no keys going in the ignition either, because there is no ignition.
It's all a bit spaceship-y, isn't it?
And because I was borrowing it, I kept thinking I was going to lose their keys. So all of that, yeah. But I mean, all the technology is there to help you and help you run down the battery a little less. And all their built-in sat-nav will take you to charging stations. So I thought all that high-tech stuff was pretty good.
But you could get to the Burren on that from Dublin.
All the way.
No hassle. Tell me about Gregan's Castle.
Absolutely gorgeous. And I think everyone's saying it. With the good weather, we have one of the most beautiful countries in the world, particularly when the sun is shining. But that area of the country, I think, is gorgeous. County Clare, you don't hear about it, I think, as much as some of the Cork, the Galway, the Dublin. But it's a fantastic county. And all around that area of the Burren, they really want to protect it, all the businesses that work there. And the owner that I spoke to there, it's an eco site. They all have come together, so they share their local produce. They get audited on their waste, on their fuel consumption. They have a charge point there that people can charge overnight while they stay. He said more and more when they get an influx of guests, they're surprised at how many people are coming in electric vehicles.
Okay. So people, you can go down and you don't have to go out, because that's the other issue some people have with going electric. Is they get to their destination and the first thing they have to do is go off and find and work out where the nearest charger is, and they're gone for half a day looking for it. Not so here.
No, and it does take a little bit of planning, but because we have the internet and because of where we are with all of that, it's really not that far.
You know? It's gotten a lot better, hasn't it?
Oh, big time. And like I said, the inbuilt sat-nav will take you to a fast charging point. So a slower one, you're best overnight, and a fast charge, half an hour will take you to 80% fully charged.
What day were you down there?
I was down on a Friday.
Nice weather.
Yeah, it was absolutely gorgeous. And we sat out and we chatted, and I ate smoked salmon from the Burren on brown bread and wandered around the meadow and had a really lovely time. And he was saying something that I thought was a really good point. There's so many coaches going down to see the Cliffs of Moher and then turning around and going back again instead of staying and taking in everything that the area has to offer.
Yeah, we get a lot of that where I'm from as well, at Kilkenny, the coach tours. We'd like to see them back, actually, post-COVID, spend a few bob.
Yeah, stay longer, that's all. Don't leave, just stay longer.
The Nyre Valley then, in Waterford, tell me about that place.
That's an absolute gem because, I think anyone with a young family, camping is something the kids really want to do, but like I've absolutely no interest.
Really? I have a romantic idea of it. I think it'd be a lovely thing to do in the abstract, but I just have awful fears about it.
Well, how much do you need to pack, which is out of the charts with kids anyway? And then I just picture myself and my husband arriving, fighting over putting the tent up, and it just doesn't have that same ring to it. So a glamping site gives you that same feel, but you're actually in a structure with a proper bed and a table and chairs and somewhere to properly cook. And this one is eco with a difference. I really fell in love with the couple that run it. They live in an eco house themselves. She doesn't use plastic whatsoever. She doesn't even use detergent. She even said, "Will you come down with me?" Because one of the families in the house, the kid had a nosebleed. And she was like, "I don't use normal washing detergent. I use," I think she said, "baking soda and vinegar." But she was like, "I'd like to get to that bloodstain straight away." I mean, they're that level. They had bees coming out of the eaves of their house that they just... leave, but it is pristine. The yes. place is pristine.
Is it a nice part of the world?
Absolutely gorgeous. When you just pull down, when you just pull in, you look down over a whole valley, a whole wilded meadow, and they have these wooden, they're not huts, they're like wooden buildings. And there's no Wi-Fi. You go, you switch off, and you hang out.
Oh, how did you find that?
See, I don't mind that because okay. it's one of the things that we want to do less. Well, I certainly want to spend less time on my phone. My kids have now, you know, will now ask, but it's the weekend. It's our screen time. Where is our screen time? But I think it's good for us. It's only a weekend. Come on.
Yeah, it is only a weekend. I mean, would it tempt you to try camping, full on camping, having dipped the toe, if we call it that, in the Nyre Valley?
No.
No.
Definitely not. I'm a glamper. I don't really like those kind of words. They do something to my soul. But I'm a glamorous camper. I need a bed. I want a bed. I want my creature comforts.
All right, okay. And you'd recommend the Nyre Valley then?
I would
for all glampers out there.
And I think it'll reset you, not only because you're, you know, getting away from it all without the Wi-Fi, but there are lessons to be learned from how they're living and what they're doing. And a little reminder about getting back to nature and why we need to protect it.
And in terms of getting back home, again, the Nyre Valley from Dublin, where you were coming from, that's reachable with that range on the Nissan Leaf.
Yeah, see, I think forecourts have really upped their game as well, haven't they? All our garages up and
they
down
all,
the country.
They almost all have electric charging points now.
Yeah, yeah, and are nice to hang out in because you're going to be there for about half an hour. So there wasn't a charge point at Nyre Valley. They do want to look into it, but it was maybe 10, 15 minutes up the road. Really nice, plenty of healthy food. And I just kind of sat, flicked through the paper, and by the time I'd done that, it was time to go home again.
Right, if you're not going to try camping, what about trying electric and going electric full time with the car?
100% my next car purchase will be an electric
really?
Vehicle. Without question.
Okay, all right, you've been convinced. I suppose that was the whole point. You can find out more about the Nissan Leaf if you go onto nissan.ie, and keep an eye out as well for videos on Claire's trip. It's on the News Talk website or News Talk social channels over the weekend. Claire McKenna, host of Alive and Kicking. Thanks a million for that, Claire.
Thanks, Kieran.